Welcome back to The Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr, and I wanted to remind you to check out our website, which is theawareshow.com. On our website, we have lots of shows that we do. I broadcast 5 other days a week on various platforms. You can check them all out there. We have a YouTube show that's a video show, which is free. I'm on Gaia TV. All these links are on my website, which is theawareshow.com. The whole message here is communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. And that's what we're talking about also with my next guest, Jill Lublin. She wrote a book called The Prophet of Kindness. Now, when I saw that title first, I thought, how do you profit from kindness? That seems strange. That seems counterproductive. But then I really started thinking about it. And if you're really, truly a nice person, and if you have maybe felt taken advantage of, or that you've been walked on, or that you're just constantly out there giving, and you haven't turned into a place of mastering how to take that giving, trusting, long-lasting relationship into a place that can sustain you, that is a very, very, very interesting distinction that my friend Jill talks about. It's a practical way that teaches you how to connect with people using this wonderful asset that we all have, most of us have, known as kindness, which does not mean weakness. Welcome, Jill. Thanks for joining me.
It's a delight, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
So what does this mean, the prophet of kindness? Break it down for me.
Well, you know, one of the things, everybody's so concerned about return on investment, ROI. In Prophet of Kindness, we have rocks, their return on kindness. That's really the profit we're talking about. Mm. And what kindness does is generate more business, more prospects, happier relationships. And we found that every company we talked to, large and small, in practicing kindness, they had happier employees, happier customers, more revenues. That's the profit of kindness. But really what I'm doing in the book is breaking down kindness into 7 categories, and the, as I like to call it, what to do in those categories. And that's my, path to kindness. Somebody asked me if it was a Buddhist book because I have a 7-fold pathway to kindness. And, well, the truth is the Dalai Lama does say his religion is kindness.
Mm. Wow. I mean, it's not something that, especially in a corporate structure, is associated with profit. Actually, it's the opposite direction. It's usually most companies take before they can actually give back to the, or what's experienced as giving back to the customer, especially when you get into the very, very large corporations like phone companies and cable companies, et cetera.
Yes, and here's what's interesting. I had this thing happen with my iPhone. Let me just say it wasn't pretty. And, you know, of course, when you're working on the chapter of patience for Prophet of Kindness, everything tested my patience, including this little iPhone thing that went on. But bottom line is the salesperson messed up my order and delivered me the wrong gigabyte iPhone, which, you know, can be a bad thing. But I didn't really realize that until after the send back category. Well, let me say, I got to the office of the president of AT&T. They actually answered me after numerous attempts and lots of different ways of going into them. And you know what? They extended it in kindness. Now, I have to tell you, had they not, I definitely would have dropped AT&T, never talked well about them again. They did the right thing, but it wasn't an easy thing, and especially in a big company and all through the process and all through their procedures. Round and round we go. But let me just say, doing the right thing was what they did in the end, and that's the kind thing, and that's what keeps customers, let's just say. You know, they thank me every day for my loyal service. Every time I call in, I'm like, great, I'm loyal. Now treat me well, right?
Well, how do you get their attention, though? Because do you approach that type of customer service complaint with kindness in order to anticipate getting a kind answer?
I do. You know, kindness does not mean weakness, meaning there's firm boundaries, this is what happened, this is where the fallout was, this is what the problem was, you know, like that. Just for me, it's about facts. And I think, you know, you can be kind and you can state the facts. Here's what happened. Here's what's the matter. Here's what the problem was. And I find miracles will occur if you state the facts, stay tuned in your position, because, you know, if your position is correct and accurate, and you're communicating in a positive way, that's a great thing. Unlike, let me give you, you know, another example. This woman I saw in a spa one time, I was on a cruise, and we were in the spa area, and this woman was yelling at the woman across the desk. Clearly she was upset. Clearly an appointment had gone wrong. I was trying to tune out the rest, you know, trying to stay in my relaxed, tranquil state. And, you know, the woman handled it. I just loved this because I think it's such a kind thing. The woman behind the desk said to her, listen, I hear you, and I really hear that you're upset, and I really want to help you. But I need you to do two things. I need you to, one, lower your voice. And please don't talk to me like this. I am here to help you, and we'll find a solution, but I need you to do those two things. Mm. And you know what? It totally disarmed her. She lowered her voice, thank God, and, you know, they went at it what they needed to resolve. I don't know what happened, but I do know she took care of an upset customer in a really positive way that, you know, indicated what to do. I just thought it was great.
Yeah.
And I think there are all kinds of things we can do to be kind, to be caring, to be consistent, and, you know, to stay purposeful in what we need to communicate.
Hmm. I think it's really time for this message, because we have learned from the past, and there's even past titles that talk about how to win friends and influence people and so forth. And it really never really truly addressed the fact that how kindness can actually win, and how taking it disarms people almost now. Isn't that sad that we've gone to that place that you have to write a book about kindness, Jill?
Yes, I do. And I'm glad it's in the you know, center of discussion, because here's the thing, you know, Lisa, everybody for years has been talking about practice a random act of kindness.
Right.
And here's what I'm going to say. Practice a conscious act of kindness.
Consistent, not random.
Yes, well, and conscious. So, you know, every single day, if I haven't done something kind, I get to the end of my day, I'll send a nice text and an email, I'll write someone a card. But, you know, a smile costs absolutely nothing, and look a person in the eye and smile at them. Oh, my gosh. You know, we've lost that. In fact, one of my return on kindness pathways is connection, because, interestingly enough, we're all so connected, and yet we've become disconnected.
Yeah, I know. I know. The fact that you even actually write a book about kindness is silly. But at the same time, we have gotten into this world, this environment that is basically overtaken by kind of a litigious society, and that everybody's too cautious about what to say and how it's going to be perceived and so forth. Just the basic act of kindness, that art seems to have been forgotten. Now, I do want to ask my audience to give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. If you have any questions for Jill about how kindness has worked or has not worked in the opposite experience in your world, and then Jill can maybe help us through some of these things. But maybe you could start us off, Jill, by sharing some stories of people that really demonstrates kindness in action and how that disarms somebody.
Absolutely. Well, one of my favorites from Prophet of Kindness is a young man out of New Hampshire whose grandmother was dying. And it was Tuesday, and he called up Panera because she wanted clam chowder. He said, you know, my grandma wants clam chowder. And they said, I'm sorry, we don't make clam chowder, only on Friday. He said, listen, I don't think my grandma's going to make it till Friday. And the young woman behind, you know, who was answering the phone behind the desk, so to speak, heard that. And in her just kind way, she made clam chowder and packaged up some cookies and sent it all to him for his sick grandmother, literally dying in the hospital, because that was what she wanted. And, you know, here's what's interesting. I mean, I'm a publicity expert, so I look to what does this do for companies? Is being kind, you know, how does it profit companies? And from a public perception and publicity perspective, what does it do for companies? Well, guess what? Panera Bread, in this particular story, the young man went on social media and just told the story because he was so touched by it. Do you know that went viral? It's got over, at this point and counting, 330,000 likes and comments. And, I mean, is that powerful publicity?
Mm-hmm.
You bet it is.
Yes.
And that young woman got promoted. She's a manager now. Everybody's happy. What a beautiful thing kindness did in a major company, defying policy and doing the right thing and the kind thing.
Mm. It's interesting, too, though, that she didn't do the kindness, that act of kindness, to be thanked. She didn't do it to be recognized. She did it out of the kindness of her heart. There's a difference, isn't there?
There is a difference, and I think both are good. Listen, there are some companies that, shall we say, aren't that kind, but by having a policy that creates kindness, let me just say, it's a trend, and I think that's good news. This is a trend. If you look at major companies, Honda just ran
right.
A kindness campaign with on their car ads. I mean, that's Honda, so major car company. Isn't that interesting? It's catching on, and the truth is, it's one of those. Does it really matter if they do an act of kindness because it just comes from the heart, which, is natural and in the moment and expansive and we all feel better, or that it's part of a strategic marketing campaign to a certain extent?
I mean,
all right, our company's going to be kind.
That's interesting. I wonder, do you know anything about the statistics on how the helpful Honda dealer has that campaign and what that's done for the company?
I don't, but I will look into it. And what I'm going to tell you is if Honda spent that much money
right.
in an advertising campaign, believe me, they did pre-studies. And, obviously they see this as a powerful marketing strategy, and it is. But what I love about it is it's in the right direction. It's being helpful. It's being kind. That's fantastic. It doesn't even matter almost because what they did was they positioned themselves that way already.
Mm-hmm.
And it's brilliant. It's brilliant and it's real and it's what's happening in the market right now. And I think that's a good thing. It's like when every company started talking about green. We're green. We're the green company. You notice that's the thing now, right? If you're not green, you're not cool. You're not a great company. So guess what? Kind is next.
May it be, yes.
May it be.
And maybe Honda is a leader in that. I mean, they do all these random acts of helpfulness, and they have quite a campaign around it. I don't think they would keep it going if it wasn't working.
That's right.
That is
exactly
a great point. You mentioned that you're a publicity expert. How can you avoid something like negative reactions on Yelp or something like that and turn around negativity around your company as long as you turn around the practices and so forth, not to cover up, but I mean, if really something was a mistake or an error, how can you do that? How can you do reputation management through kindness?
Well, I think a couple of things. You have to address what the person's upset about. And I think you should do it publicly on Yelp. I see your comment. I'd like to talk to you offline. Obviously take things offline wherever you can. We're working best to resolve the situation. But, put a public comment if it's online and then deal with the customer. I mean, you don't want upset customers. You're lucky if people are calling you up to tell you something went wrong, right?
Right.
And I think that's a good thing, right? I mean, I was at a restaurant the other day. The service was terrible. Nothing came when it was supposed to. The lemons took 20 minutes to get there. It just was one thing after another. They forgot the potatoes that were supposed to come with the order. Silly things, right? But they kept adding up. And I did call the restaurant afterwards, and I said, listen, I mean, I wasn't going to go Yelp bad about them. It's not my style. I don't want to. But I did tell her, the manager, what went wrong. I said, you need to know this. I don't know that you know this. And I went through the things. She goes, wow, I'm really sorry. Can I send you a gift certificate to come back? Well, of course, my answer is yes. Thank you. That for her was smart and kind, and she offered it. Now, I could have gone on Yelp. I could have been upset. It's not necessarily my style. I prefer to deal with it direct to the manager. To be honest, had the manager not dealt direct, I probably still wouldn't have gone online. I would have just not gone back to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it's a local restaurant that's very convenient and that I like and that I hadn't experienced all of this before. So I always say, give the business a chance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk direct to them. Don't go online and ruin people's reputations, it's not cool.
Yeah.
It's not a kind thing to do. And if you have something to say to somebody, go direct. That's always my opinion. And let them deal with it. If they don't deal with it, then you can maybe take another level in another direction. But I think this online, you know, making people wrong and the whole thing we now call reputation management is really unfortunate, frankly, and can be considered liable. And, you know, I've talked to attorneys about this, and it is, it is a problem legally for the person who's putting down the other person's, and you can get in all kinds of trouble. I just, like, why do you even want to do that?
Well, so, I mean, look at Amazon, and you have a book on Amazon and so forth, and I haven't looked at your reviews, but there are people that are just intent on putting out bad reviews for people.
I know.
What is that?
You know, as an author, it hurts my heart.
I've
seen it.
Me too.
One of my clients, who's an author, I work a lot with authors and self-published authors, and she got a really bad review. You know, most of the rest were good, but somebody hated it, and they were rude, and they were mean, and people mm-hmm. do that. I know. It's really like, really? And I had her request Amazon to take it down. So I will typically, when it comes to these things, do our best to get rid of these terrible things. And it's not pretty, and it doesn't do anyone any good. So my thing, you know, it's one of those, like your mother told you, if you don't have something nice to say, just don't say it. Don't give somebody a review on Amazon.
Well,
don't
I mean, that's...
Don't yelp and scream and shout about things.
But look, that might be you and I, Jill, and because we've spent 20-plus years in the personal development industry working on ourselves and going through our shadows and getting rid of our anger issue, whatever it is. But there are people that are downright just mean. And I know that it's a belief system that I'm even saying that, you know, as we know, you get what you attract type of thing. There's also the fact that there are some people that haven't gone through anger management, that haven't gone, you know, taken the shadows out of the closet, and they project that onto anyone that has a public face. And I've been subject to it, and I get, you know, many, many people have. I mean, some of the greatest people I know have dealt with people just wanting to not have them be successful. So when you're confronted with someone who's just mean-spirited, how can you diffuse that with kindness?
You know, there's it's funny. I watched Joel Osteen, and one of the things I'm just going to quote him because one of the things he said was ignore it. And I think as much as possible, you ignore it. You know, it's one of those feed the fuel and fire things. Somebody who's mean-spirited and just has it out, well, that's their issue, and they're mean-spirited. I don't know that we're going to correct them and make them, you know, all right. I tend to be, if you can deal with it legally, deal with it, meaning get rid of it, send an attorney's letter, stop defaming me, this is libel, you know, different things, mm-hmm. defamation of character. If you can do that, do it, absolutely. But, you know, there really comes a point where as much as possible, ignore it.
Ignore it. Yeah. And you use your personal development to take the high road and use your voice if it really, you know, feels like you need to. And many, many, many people have used their voice in order to diffuse something like this. But at some point, if a person just goes into their full crazy, you have to disengage. I get it. Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so as a publicity expert, can you give us some advice on, say you're starting a new company and you want to approach or redo your marketing campaign with kindness as your lead? What are some good examples of that?
Well, I would use customer testimonials, always good, right? And I think that's a wonderful thing. I think, you know, you want to come from a place called over-deliver on what you're offering. So I think that's a beautiful thing, right? And I think you come out the gate again saying, here's who we are. This is how we've redefined ourselves. But, you know, the truth is your customers and clients and, you know, people who most of us deal with, what they care about is themselves, you know, all honesty, and what do they receive and get? And I think that's a very fair question. So you always have to address I call it the, you know, what's in it for them, right? And use you language. So when you are talking about your business, you're using you language, just like I'm doing right now. And you're talking to your customer, not I, us, and we language. So that's a big shift for a lot of people. It's a, it's a small shift, but a very big shift that actually really is supportive to come out more concerned about your clients than what I like to call the I statements. It's all about them.
Yeah.
It's all about you.
Not answering an email with the first word always being I, not answering a question with I, not answering, the different things with I. It basically takes you off of the self-absorbed perspective and puts you onto the other person's perspective. And from that place, you can really learn a lot. How other people see things. Put yourself in their shoes. See what their experiences might be. Can we talk about the airlines? So, yeah, I mean, that's an experience where, you know, we're privileged to fly and to be in these jets that can take us, from coast to coast in a matter of hours. But it seems that that's a lost privilege on both the airline side. And I know some flight attendants who say that people are also very entitled. So where could, if you were to look at the United debacle, how would you have approached that as a publicity expert with a lead in kindness?
Well, you know, clearly they did so many things wrong. You know, using force quickly, not really communicating. I mean, that's a communication is essential first, and finding out what that person needs. You know, one of the Prophet of Kindness pathways is connection. Well, connection means to communicate. So I think that's really important. From a PR perspective, considering what happened, you know, always the first thing to do is major apologies, which, you know, they jumped on pretty fast to their credit. And listen, I've been on United Airlines several times since then. I have never experienced anything like that. You know, so to me, that was an anomaly. I'm not sure why it happened. Mm-hmm. I am a frequent United customer
who
has always had good experiences. So, and it was terrible. You know, so obviously they had a lot of PR fallout because of it. Now a lot of comedy jokes because of it. You know, one level that's good publicity, but it's not for the right reasons. So I think, you know, when things like that happen that are such intensity of moments, you know, can you quote unquote have solved that or resolved it before? Obviously not. There were a few people totally out of control there. Unfortunately, United Airlines management, you know, they can't control that on the ground. Oh, my gosh, what happens with somebody that went, you know, a little crazy too? And, you know, dealing immediately, issuing apologies, taking care of the gentleman, which they actually did, and giving him, you know, quite a nice settlement. They did all that. So that was smart. You know, the things that don't work is when you don't deal with the situation. I mean, let's just take two other ones that historically I think represent two sides of this equation. Odwalla juice. I don't know if you remember, but a while ago, you know, somebody died from their apple juice, and Odwalla quickly fixed it. They simply, you know, took the information and quickly did what they needed to do. So that was excellent. And apologize very fast, I might add. Then there was Exxon spilling oil in the Valdez, and they were terrible. They didn't, you know, clean up fast enough. They didn't apologize. They left a mess that people still, you know, deal with and talk about. So two sides of the equation. So one of the things I'm always big about is deal with things quickly, simply, and as fast as you can, and apologies first, and action immediately.
Right. Yes, that seems to be, that's a great overarching theme as well. So if you would like to pick up the book, The Prophet of Kindness, it is available on Amazon, and all sorts of great little goodies come with it, right? You have a lot of great free gifts that you're sending with people that get the book, right?
Yeah, well, I'd love them to go to profitofkindness.com,
okay.
Which actually takes you straight to Amazon and all the places you love to shop. But go to profitofkindness.com, and then, yeah, there is some wonderful gifts and wonderful ways that people can have other things in their life that make them happy and joyful and blessed.
You offer a free webinar for people that teaches some of these skills for improving communication, and this would be a great thing for your team if you are in an organization where you don't feel maybe the bylaws or whatever the rules are in your organization hold up to the level of kindness that we've been talking about on the show today, then maybe you can get the book on the profitofkindness.com and share the webinar with your team or do something like that. Would that help people?
Yeah, I actually do corporate training, and people can talk to me about how to come in to their company and train their team. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. That's fantastic. And so it's just a level of helping people stay competitive while staying kind, anticipate ways that might, you know, keep you ahead of the potential pitfalls, like issues that might be going on in your company that you don't know about. There's a lot of great benefits here. I think this would really, if we had a lot of kind companies working with your strategies here, it would be a lot more, a lot better experience for customers all around.
Yeah, imagine what the world could be, right? Daily,
right.
Weekly, monthly, yearly. You bet.
You got it.
Huge difference.
Thanks for your vision, Jill, and for holding it. I'll help you. All right. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you, Lisa, for who you are.
Thank you. And thank you to all of our wonderful listeners for being here today. Your energy is what makes these shows happen. And thank you to Gina Salvati, executive producer of The Aware Show, and Joyce Walker, and for G in the engineering booth here at KPFK. And remember, go to our website, which is theawareshow.com, for more information on various shows that we have throughout the week. I am Lisa Garr. Until next time, I invite you to stay aware.